91X News.
It's 24 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A sudden storm yesterday resulted in two people capsizing their kayaks near Baker's Island. The Quinte West OPP Marine Unit and the Provincial Save Unit pulled the pair out of the cold waters at about 4 p.m. The pair were in the water for hours before being rescued and were transported to Trenton Memorial Hospital for treatment of hypothermia and exhaustion. Both kayakers were wearing life jackets. Two young males were robbed by Knife Point and Trenton last night. Quinte West OPP say the victims were biking on Sillars Avenue shortly before midnight when they were approached by two males. The suspects pulled out knives and demanded they empty their pockets. A cell phone was taken from one of the victims and the two suspects ran south towards Dixon Avenue. The first suspect is described as tall with short black hair and about 16 years old. He was wearing black jeans and a black shirt. The second suspect is described at about 14 years old and short and stocky with long hair. He was wearing a black hoodie and blue jeans. Both suspects were wearing a red and white bandana over their nose and mouth. Anyone with information is asked to call provincial police or Crime Stoppers. Four people have been killed and 13 wounded after a suicide bomber set off an explosion at a memorial reception for Afghan President Hamid Karzai's murdered half-brother. Murray Brewster has more.
A spokesman for the provincial governor, Zalmay Ayoubi, says none of the federal cabinet were among the casualties. He did not say whether the president was at the service before hanging up the phone. A statement from the Interior Ministry says the head of the cleric council for the province was among those killed. Ayoubi says a couple of prominent elders were also casualties but did not clarify whether they were among the dead or wounded. The blast in the southwest part of the city comes one day after the funeral of Ahmed Wali Karzai, the political strongman of southern Afghanistan. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Kandahar.
The online voting has ended for the second round of TSN's 10-10 Cross Celebration Tour. Trenton came up short, losing to Wallaceburg in a head-to-head vote. Wallaceburg will now receive $25,000 in upgrades for their lacrosse floor and a live TSN broadcast in their town. Trenton organizers and some residents watched the results live during a rally at City Hall last night. A woman was taken to hospital after a motor vehicle, and a pedestrian were involved in a collision in Belleville yesterday. Emergency services responded to the collision on Front Street at Victoria Avenue at about 10:30 a.m. The area was closed to traffic for about 2 hours. The pedestrian, a 27-year-old woman, was taken to Belleville General with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident is under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to call Belleville Police. A 47-year-old man has died after his motorcycle crashed yesterday afternoon at Mossport Raceway, north of Bowmanville. Durham Region Police were called at about 3:30 p.m. after the man apparently lost control and crashed, suffering serious head injuries. The man was at the racetrack for an open track day event. He was taken to Lake Ridge Health Bowmanville before being airlifted to Toronto, where he later died. His identity is being withheld until his family is notified. The police department in the New Mexico border town of Columbus was disbanded this week. Reporter Alex Stone says the town's mayor has now pleaded guilty to federal gun smuggling charges.
Former Columbus, New Mexico Mayor Eddie Espinoza entered his guilty plea to federal gun smuggling charges. He and the town's police chief are among 12 leaders in Columbus accused of using their power to run a gun smuggling ring. Charges against Espinoza include conspiracy, making false statements, and smuggling firearms. He's now waiting to be sentenced.
Espinoza and the town's police chief were among 12 people arrested in March in a federal sting. Thousands of college support workers vote today on whether to give their union a strike mandate just before school starts. The contract between OPSU and the province's 24 community college expires at the end of August. That's about a week before 200,000 students return to classes. Support workers include everyone from computer support staff to janitors to lab technicians. The Emmy nominations have been announced. Reporter Rosalie Fox tells us Mildred Pierce leads the pack with 21 nominations.
The most nominations go to the Kate Winslet miniseries Mildred Pierce, followed by Mad Men and The Boardwalk Empire. Melissa McCarthy announces the full list of drama series nominees, which includes three shows never before nominated.
Boardwalk Empire, Dexter, Friday Night Lights, Game of Thrones, The Good Wife, and Mad Men.
Also new this year, The Big Bang Theory and Parks and Recreation up for Best Comedy, along with previous nominees Glee, Modern Family, The Office, and 30 Rock. At the Television Academy, Rosalie Fox, Los Angeles.
Provincial police continue to find drivers not focusing on the road. After 3 days of the phone in one hand, ticket in the other campaign, Quinte West OPP have charged 14 drivers for using a handheld device while operating a vehicle. Police remind the public that research indicates as many as 50% of collisions involve distraction. And it's being called Carmageddon. A 16-kilometer stretch of the busy 405 freeway in Los Angeles will be shut down this weekend for construction. People there are getting ready, as is one airline. Reporter Alex Stone explains.
call it relief or just a great marketing ploy, before selling out, JetBlue Airlines was offering $4 flights between Long Beach and Burbank to shuttle passengers over the freeway closure this weekend. And there were no taxes, no fees. It's the shortest JetBlue flight ever, just 20 minutes in the air.
Several companies are also offering helicopter taxis that will allow commuters to leapfrog the epic congestion and arrive at LA International Airport on time for flights. That's 91X News to 1207. Sports is next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models: safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelmer, committed to excellence.
The Jays welcome the Yankees to the Rogers Center tonight as baseball's All-Star break ends with seven games. Lefty Jojo Reyes, who has lost two of his last three decisions, takes the mound for Toronto. The Yankees counter with Bartolo Colon. And week three of the CFL kicks off tonight with Calgary at Winnipeg. The Bombers have ridden the league's stingiest defense to a pair of wins so far, giving up just 32 points in the process. The Stamps are 1-1 coming off a tight victory in BC last week. Golf's rising new big star has kicked off his British Open campaign. Reporter Tom Rivers says the guy to keep an eye on over the next 4 days at Royal St. George is a 22-year-old from Northern Ireland.
He's the one everyone's focusing on.
Rory McIlroy.
They love him. Then it was time for his first sweet swing. McIlroy's goal to become the first U.S. Open, British Open back-to-back winner since Tiger accomplished that feat back in 2000. Tom Rivers, ABC Sports, London.
And Thomas Bjorn tops the leaderboard during the first round of the British Open. The Dane shot 5-under today at Royal St. George and holds a one-stroke lead. Rory McIlroy birdied number 7 to finish at 1-over. The United States booked its place in Sunday's final of the Women's World Cup thanks to a pair of late goals and a 3-1 win over France. The Americans will play Japan after their 3-1 victory over Sweden. And prosecutors allege needles and cotton balls that Roger Clemens' former trainer says he used to inject the star pitcher in the middle of his career tested positive for Clemens' DNA and anabolic steroids. But reporter Nedra Pickler says Clemens' lawyer contends the former trainer is lying.
He said they won't dispute that it's Clemens' DNA on those needles and that there are steroids in them, but he says that Clemens' former trainer, Brian McNamee, mixed it up and manufactured the evidence.
Clemens has said the only things McNamee ever injected him were with lidocaine for his joints and vitamin B12. And the fan who returned Derek Jeter's ball for him his 3,000th hit will be immortalized on his own baseball card. Topps will produce a trading card featured Christian Lopez that will be included in sets later this year. The company says Topps employees were impressed by Lopez's selfless act. He could have kept the ball and sold it for a small fortune. Instead, he said Jeter deserved to have the keepsake. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's Sports 91X weather. Today, sunny, a high 26. Clear tonight, low 14. Tomorrow, sunny, a high 27. And the weekend is shaping up to be a good one. We'll see sunny skies with a high of 28 on Saturday and more sun on Sunday, reaching a high of 30. At 12:10, it's 24 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.